Welcome back to Observing the Sabbath. I am your host, Nathaniel Molnar, and we are back. I know it's been a little bit since I put out a video. I got a little bit busy, but we are back now. We are finishing up the whole thing with Paranoid because I am doing a comment section video, taking a look at your thoughts on the album Paranoid before we jump right in to Master of Reality. So I can't wait to get back into this. And by the way, check out this shirt. Black Lives Matter. You can go to the Black Sabbath website and you can order yours there. 100% of proceeds go to Black Lives Matter. So if you're at all interested in having this shirt, which I think is pretty badass, then you should go over to the website and check that out. So what we're going to do for this video is, while I posted all the standalone videos for the album Paranoid from 1970, we talked about War Pigs, Paranoid, Planet Caravan, Iron Man, Hand of Doom, Rat Salad, Electric Funeral, got a little bit out of order, Fairies Wear Boots. We did videos for all of those, and you guys left all of your thoughts in the comics section below, as I say every single video. So what we're going to do now in this video is I'm going to take a look at your thoughts, your comments, about the album Paranoid, and we're just going to break them down a little bit as sort of a final look at the album before we jump right into Master of Reality. So without any further ado, let's jump right into your thoughts on Paranoid. And our first one that we're going to be looking at is the song War Pigs, and our first comment comes from D.B. King, who wrote, "The way Ozzy sings, he's like a preacher making a sermon. Ozzy is not technically the best singer, but his unhinged manic tone fits the music perfectly." I completely agree, and I believe it's in our Electric Funeral video that me and our special guest, Johnny Gifford, we discuss in depth a lot about our thoughts on Ozzy's voice, how he sort of fits in with the band, how we don't really see that while there are better, more proficient singers that could be in the band, and I would argue that Ronnie James Dio is a proficiently a better singer than Ozzy, it's really about the tone and the aesthetic, and that's what Ozzy brought. And I think if you look at the music from 1970 to 1978, there is no other singer that can fit that tone the way that Ozzy does. So I completely agree. It's all about the aesthetic and about the tone, not necessarily the proficiency of the actual singing. So good observation there, DB King. And DB King follows up with, "I think War Pigs is the first song I heard by them, and it got me immediately hooked." That's something I've talked a lot about during this album review, is that there are a few songs that I think most people have their introduction to Black Sabbath through. It's War Pigs, it's Paranoid, and it's Iron Man. And they're all from this album. So I think those are the songs that were on the radio most often. Those are the most popular. If you talk to someone who knows of Black Sabbath but doesn't know Black Sabbath, those are the songs they're going to know. And I know just from talking to you guys, a lot of the songs that got you into Black Sabbath or the ones you heard first were War Pigs, Iron Man, or Paranoid. So I'm definitely right there with you. I know exactly what you're talking about, DB King. Good observation. Then we have from JD Pyrotechnics, who I believe was Hackasaurus Rex in previous videos, but changed their name because I went back to other videos and I checked to see the comments were the same. So JD Pyrotechnics, for those of you who've been following, is Hackasaurus Rex. So JD Pyrotechnics writes, "I have to admit, the first time I heard War Pigs, I was not impressed. However, after a few more listens, it grew on me and I could appreciate how awesome it is. Paranoid as a whole ranks pretty low for me in terms of being able to re-listen to it. When I was new to Sabbath, this album was the one I put on repeat and listened to over and over again until I finally decided to venture onto the other albums. For that reason, I've heard the song a ton of times, don't really listen to it that often, except for Fairies Wear Boots, though I love that song." So that's a very good point, kind of keeping in line with what we were just talking about. This is such an introductory album. It's funny that the album Black Sabbath comes out, and that really starts the conversation going about Black Sabbath. That kind of gets their name out there. But it's Paranoid that really cements what people think of them as. When the mass general audience thinks of Black Sabbath, Paranoid, and I could also argue Master of Reality, that's what they think of. And so I think that's a very good point. I would say Paranoid ranks on the lower side in terms of albums. And once we go through all the albums and I do all of my videos about the whole, all 8 albums, and I'll also throw in 13. Once I do all that, I'll do like an official ranking. But I would say Paranoid is on the lower side for me. Great songs. You know all my thoughts on all the songs. I love all the songs, but it would be on the lower side in terms of all the albums. So, good point there. And Sabbath Rider writes, actually, though they sound similar, Walpurgis has nothing to do with War Pigs, Night of the Witches. So this is going from, in the video, I talked about how originally the name of the album was going to be Walpurgis. And that was sort of inspiration for the song. And then that was going to be the name of the album. And then they kind of changed it to War Pigs. And then they changed it to Paranoid for the album. But Walpurgis is actually what the album was going to be called and what the song was going to be called, and they kind of changed it. But it was, that was sort of the original basis, and then it kind of evolved from that into what we know it to be now. So, but good point there, Sabbath Rider. Now we're moving on to Paranoid. And our first comment on Paranoid comes from JD Pyrotechnics, who writes, debut was released in UK on Friday the 13th of February 1970. Pretty spooky. What's even spookier is that the Paranoid album was released in the UK on September 18th, 1970, the same day that Jimi Hendrix died in London. It's a crazy coincidence that the quote-unquote most important rock guitarist died on a day that the quote-unquote most important metal guitarist would debut his signature sound. As for the song itself, this was the second Sabbath tune I ever heard, Iron Man being the first. These two songs were the only Sabbath songs I knew for quite a few years, until one day I decided to actually listen to what they had to offer on their albums, and boy am I glad that I did. Also, I would consider this song a contender for most important / influential song written and recorded in a single day. As for the lyrics, it definitely goes way deeper than one would think at first glance. Definitely taking a deep dive into mental health, something I believe was considered rather taboo during the 1970s, as it's still rather taboo today. I completely agree. So, lots of great stuff in there, JD. Great points. I completely agree that that was something about Sabbath that they did a lot. They are constantly talking about things that were very taboo at the time. They're all, like, I mean, but they're talking about things that are important to them and they're important to the world and things that should be talked about. Mental health should be talked about. That's something that shouldn't be taboo. There's so many people struggling with mental health. That's something that should be talked about. The war in Vietnam at the time that they put out War Pigs should have been talked about. That's something that needed to be discussed. All their songs about drugs and trying to destigmatize drugs, that should have been talked about at their time. They constantly go for that. Nuclear war with Electric Funeral. There's so many things that they discuss and talk about that are taboo at the time, and some of them are still taboo today, but they talk about it anyways, and that's what I love about Black Sabbath. And kind of, you're saying, going back to what we were talking about with some of these introductory songs being the basis for Black Sabbath, and then kind of building off of there. So, good points all around, JD. Okay, our next one is from Planet Caravan, and this comment comes from JD Pyrotechnics, who writes, the bass line and bongos are definitely very hypnotizing and trance-like. This song doesn't fit into my daily catalog of songs I listen to, but that doesn't mean I don't love it. Whenever I do a Paranoid album listen through, the song definitely feels like a nice little break from all the high-paced energy. This kind of works for all the albums, and it's an awesome touch to slow things down for a couple of minutes before speeding it back up. And yes, Sabbath is so awesome in how dynamic they were with their sounds, and it really just goes to show these guys were true musicians regardless of the drugs, alcohol, satanic accusations, and the rock star life. Tony was way ahead of his time, and it's astounding how much amazing stuff he came up with between 1968 and 1975. And, as a little spoiler, in a lot of the live shows, the guys have jam sessions, and Tony has some incredible stuff he's never used in any album material. That's something about Tony Iommi, is that he has so much stuff just kind of built up inside of him. I know when he was talking about the 13 album that they did, he said, I just had, like, all this stuff, and we just, the first beginning days of trying to write the album, I was just playing riffs and seeing what we liked and what we didn't and what we could build off of from there. Tony is just like, I hope that at some point Tony just like puts out like 100 tracks and like, hey, I just went into the studio and fucked around for a little bit. These are all the riffs I have inside of me. I just want to get them out there, you know, in case something happens. I don't know if that will happen, but I kind of hope, because the man is just an absolute riff genius. Nobody creates riffs like Tony Iommi, and no one just pumps them out the way that he does, and they're consistently, consistently good. So you're completely right about that. About Planet Caravan, I completely agree. It's a nice little break. I always say that each album has the slow song, which I really like. They are so dynamic, and they bring in different instruments, and they try to break up the pace. They try to introduce new rhythms and just do new things, and that's what I love about Black Sabbath. So, great observation there, JD. All right, our next one is from the Iron Man video, and the first one is from Sabbath Rider, who writes, "Not on my favorite list for sure. Still a great song, and no news that this kind of song is what stuck in people's heads that are not that into Sabbath. I always tell those people that Sabbath is much more than just heavy music." Yeah, I would say, I mean, they're predominantly heavy music, but they are more than just that. They have a lot more dynamicism to them, as we were just talking about with Planet Caravan. If anyone says that they're just heavy music, show them Planet Caravan. That will change their mind, or Solitude for that matter. But yeah, I completely agree. Iron Man is a good song, but I just think it's popular, but you know, it's just not one of their strongest. You know, it's not as dynamic as some of their other stuff. So I completely agree with you on that. And our next one is JD Pyrotechnics, who writes, "Iron Man is just one of those songs that's still good, but it never quite satisfies anymore once you've discovered the real Sabbath gems. I used to love this song when it was one of the only two Sabbath songs I knew. The line of thinking you have towards how they wrote this song is probably mostly true. Pretty much all the songs on the debut album and the Paranoid album were written while they were on the road performing. They didn't really have a ton of time to write, as they were performing 6+ hours per day and pretty much came up with the instrumentals for those albums while jamming during those performances. So yes, Iron Man was most likely written, minus the lyrics, while performing in front of a few dozen people, and the guy saw that the crowd enjoyed it. I think the song is so commercialized because it doesn't have the real Sabbath touches to it, much like Paranoid doesn't. Not a ton of changes in direction musically, Ozzy isn't doing anything special vocally, and it has just enough of the Sabbath touch to sound different from other generic rock/metal songs, but not enough to be particularly special like the songs you mentioned. Whenever I introduce someone to Sabbath, I always start them off with Paranoid and Iron Man, the beginner songs as I call them, because chances are they've heard at least one of them on the radio or in a movie or just in passing. The song is simple, but it works and it unintentionally appeals to the masses, just like Paranoid. As we all know, they didn't write the songs for them to be hits. Paranoid and Iron Man just have a certain sound that most people could still enjoy. Still appreciate the song though, and can enjoy it even if I don't love it like I used to." So, a lot of great points in there, and I completely agree with pretty much everything you were saying. What JD was referring to when I was talking about the process in which they wrote it, I was saying that it felt like to me Iron Man was the song that they wrote to be the pump-up song for the crowd. You know, they have all their songs, but then Iron Man is the one to get everyone just kind of riled up before they continue their set. And I say that because in what year? Must have been 2016. I saw Black Sabbath before I was as big of a Sabbath fan as I am now. I saw Black Sabbath live, and while Iron Man, even at the time, Iron Man wasn't my favorite song, that was the best song of the whole night, because it just had so much energy and power and got everyone all riled up. It was great, and so I think that's sort of the function that that song serves, and it's great for that function. It just doesn't make it as good for when you're listening to songs on Spotify or, you know, anything like that. So a lot of great points in there, JD. And our next one is from the Electric Funeral video. And our first comment comes from JD, who writes, "I genuinely don't think Sabbath could have done what they did without Ozzy. All the members are equally important, but many people say Ozzy isn't very talented. However, he came up with almost all the melodies by himself. That's pretty impressive considering how non-technical of a vocalist he is and his lack of any formal training. I don't think any other vocalist that has ever lived could have fit the sound of Sabbath better than Ozzy. His voice is just so haunting and raw, which fits the music so perfectly. As for the song, it's amazing, but it's never been one of those songs I listen to on repeat 5 times in a row. This is definitely an intensely story-based song. You guys are spot on in saying that when the music picks up tempo, it gives an imagery of nuclear war happening, and the lyrics match it perfectly. Buildings crashing down to Earth's crackling ground, Earth lies in deathbed, and then after the dust has settled, the tempo slows back down, everyone on Earth has died, and now judgment is upon us. Heaven's golden chorus sings, hell's angels flap their wings, evil souls fall to hell, ever trapped in burning cell, followed by a slow fade out representing the Earth still being there, but all life has ceased, and it continues on traveling lifeless through the universe as if nothing ever happened. Very good interpretation of the lyrics there. I think we kind of touched upon it, me and Johnny did, in our video. We touched upon that a little bit, and you were kind of building off what we were just talking about before, about Ozzy's voice being so unique and no one else really being able to fit. And I'll save my thoughts on the post-Ozzy Sabbath years for another video. But that's part of why, one, I'm not a fan of those songs, or that music, and two, I just don't really listen to it or know much about it, is that, to me, when there's no Ozzy, it's not Sabbath anymore, you know? So I kind of, in my head, I kind of just called the Dio years heaven and hell, and so, yeah, I'll listen to it, and it's heaven and hell, it's a brand new thing. I understand why they didn't change the name, I understand why they kept the Black Sabbath name, but to me, when you don't have those four together, it's not Black Sabbath anymore. So there's no right or wrong answer. It's all subjective opinion, but that's my opinion. To me, when it's not Ozzy, Tony, Geezer, and Bill, it's not Sabbath. And so that's just my thoughts on that. But at some other point, I will go more in depth on my thoughts on that. But lots of great stuff there, JD. Good analysis as always. All right, moving on to Hand of Doom. And our first comment comes from JD. JD Pyrotechnics, who writes, Hand of Doom is a great song, awesome lyrics and amazing instrumental. However, I guess that's not too unique to this song, as most songs from the first 6 albums fit that description. I've always wondered how Vietnam veterans who didn't use heroin felt about this song. What kinds of emotions did it evoke in them towards their brothers in arms who unfortunately couldn't find a healthy way to cope with life and instead turned to drugs? The only Vietnam veteran I know of is my grandfather, but he was Navy, so he didn't experience the war like the ground troops did. One of my favorite performances from Geezer is this song. The bass is very pronounced and plays a vital role in the emotion of it. The middle section also has one of my favorite riffs from Tony. It's hard to truly appreciate it as it's only played with Ozzy singing over it, but the riff has such nasty power behind it. This is one of my top songs from Paranoid album, probably ranked second for me just behind Fairies Wear Boots. Completely agree. I love Hand of Doom. And yes, Geezer does get to shine so great. It's like, so the first album has basically where he gets to shine, and then Hand of Doom, he gets to shine as well, which is great. You always love when you get to give Geezer his moment to really, because I've always said this, and I think I've said this before on the channel, that bass can sort of be invisible in songs. It's one of those things where you don't actively hear it, but when it's missing, you can tell something's not there. And so it's always great, and it's such a supporting thing that when you give it time to shine on its own so that people can really appreciate the bassist and what the bass sounds like, it's always great to have those moments. And so I'm glad that they give Geezer his time to shine, because he 100% deserves it. And then X David Goliath X writes another Sabbath song, Shadow of the Wind, about heroin addiction. Lyrically more subtle than Hand of Doom, I find both songs to be musically satisfying. Hand of Doom is a song I've come to appreciate more over time, considering it to be a standout on the Paranoid album. So kind of going back to what I was just saying about, I don't really know that much about Sabbath beyond the Ozzy years, so I don't know that song. But I'll take your word for it, and who knows, maybe I'll listen to it someday. All right, moving on to our video for Rat Salad. Our first comment is from JD Pyrotechnics, who writes, I always felt like Tony's riff here has been used in every spy movie ever. Other than that, not else to say about the track other than props to Bill and a huge thumbs up from me. Thumbs up. Until you wrote that comment about the spy movie thing, I never thought about that. But now every time I listen to Rat Salad, that's all I think of. So good on you. That's what I love about these comment sections and doing these videos and reading the comments and all that, is that you guys have observations and thoughts about songs that I've never considered. And it fundamentally changes the way I listen to these songs. So I'm always going to hear that, and I'm always going to think of that whenever I hear Rat Salad from now on. So thank you for that, JD. And the second comment comes from, bear with me, Sagittarius 420 Chiefy. I hope I got that right. Writes, the drummer went off. Absolutely, the drummer went off. I love Bill's time to shine. We're talking about Geezer having his time to shine with Hand of Doom. And then now with Rat Salad, it's Bill's time to shine. And you know that when they're doing it live, Ozzy's out front. He's saying, everybody, Bill Ward. And Bill Ward just goes nuts on the drums. I love it. Rat Salad is such a fun song to listen to. And it's not like Tony doesn't just like, you know, give a throwaway riff. His riff is awesome. If there's going to be any song where Tony just kind of, you know, it's like, oh, I got to come up. Well, this is Bill's song, so I'll just come up with something. It's a great riff. Tony cannot do a bad riff. And this is just evidence of that. So thanks for that. And now we move on to Fairies Wear Boots. And our comment comes from JD Pyrotechnics, who writes, my favorite pick from the Paranoid album. Something about Tony is just so magnificent here. I fell in love with this song the first time I heard it. In my opinion, the lyrics are definitely about drug use. But to be honest, the lyrics make almost no difference to me. The instrumental is 90% of what makes this song great for me. The other 10 being the lyrics and Ozzy's vocal performance. And Tony's riff during the last 30 seconds is identical to the one of the intro riffs from Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls. I'm not quite sure if it's a complete ripoff, or they use it as an ode to Sabbath. I'd like to think it's a nod to Tony as one of their biggest musical influences, as I've stated that he is many times and have officially released numerous Sabbath covers. This song is a top 10 for me, never gets old. I love Fairies Wear Boots. I think my favorite song on the album is War Pigs, but Fairies Wear Boots is right up there with me. It is great. And I do think it is definitely about drug use. I love that they just get to have a song that's just about them tripping out. It's great. And you know, when you have an album that's all very political, very politically charged, you get to have the song about you just tripping out on drugs. It's great. So yeah, I'm right there with you. I love Fairies Wear Boots. And our next comment on Fairies Wear Boots comes from Anders Alvin, who writes, as always, Sabbath songs hold strong even today, but I heard this song was about skinheads wearing boots. Geezer Butler states that he composed the lyrics after a violent encounter with skinheads in London, who are the quote-unquote fairies in the songs, but Tony Iommi states that the lyrics were inspired by an incident in which Butler and vocalist Ozzy Osbourne were smoking cannabis and witnessed what they believed to be fairies in a park, so it's hard to really know what's the real meaning about the lyrics, but it's a damn good song. So I've heard both of those before. I have heard the whole thing about the skinheads wearing boots from Geezer. I've heard the whole thing from Tony. I think ultimately, we may never know. They were probably very hopped up on drugs throughout all that they might not even know what actually happened to cause the song. Regardless of what caused it, they just kind of got the ball rolling and they created this really cool song. So we may never know. It may be one of the great unsolved mysteries. How did Fairies Wear Boots actually come about? What was the inspiration? That may be one of the great unsolved mysteries of all time, but regardless of exactly how it came about, it's a damn good song, as you so eloquently put. And Sabbath Rider finishes off with one of my top 10 Sabbath songs. I'll have to wait. I'm gonna do all the songs first and do like reaction commentary videos before I do a top 10, or I might even just do a full out ranking all of them. Why not, right? Why not? I don't know. I don't think Fairies Wear Boots would be in a top 10. Maybe a 15, definitely a 20, but I don't think it would be a top 10. But I'll have to wait until I make that video to say for sure. But I'm glad it's in your top 10. All right, and we close off with this last comment from JD Pyrotechnics on our album review video. And JD writes, "This album introduced the world to how talented these guys were. Tony found and solidified his sound with this album. Ozzy found his sound and refined his ability to develop unique melodies. Bill is a beast on every album, and Geezer really kicks it up a notch with his lyricism. The influence this album has had cannot be ignored. Every single hard rock slash metal band that came after Sabbath has been influenced by this album, either directly or indirectly. I personally rank this album pretty low, but not because it's bad, it's amazing in fact, but because I love some of the others so much. I give this album an A minus." I'm right there with you. While I would say that the album Black Sabbath is, I like that better than album Paranoid. Paranoid was the one that influenced people more. Paranoid was probably the single most influential album that Black Sabbath did. Some might say Master of Reality. I would say it's Paranoid. And their influence, and the influence of these songs in this album, cannot be understated at all. It's incredible what is done to just fundamentally change music as a whole. It was Paranoid. So yes, I agree with you. Paranoid ranks pretty low for me, on the lower side. It's a great album, lots of great songs. It's on the lower side compared to a lot of the other albums, but its influence cannot be understated. So thank you to that. Thank you to JD Pyrotechnics. Thank you to Sabbath Rider. Thank you to everybody who left comments on all those videos. And we will be starting our look at Master of Reality very soon. We will have some special guests coming in once more, because I love having fresh opinions to help me on those videos. So keep your eyes out. Very soon, our first video in our look at Master of Reality, Sweet Leaf, will be coming out very soon. So until then, until our next video, until our next observation, thank you so much for watching.